This is No Starving Artist Podcast. You deserve a successful creative life. Each week, I'll share stories of my creative journey, lessons that I'm learning, and cultural resources so that you can allow yourself to thrive. I'm your host, Anissa Benitez. Welcome back to the podcast, and I hope you're doing okay. I know it's a crazy state of the world, and that's why tuning into ourselves is more important than ever, and tuning into our creative wellness practices, whether that's dancing for you, writing, journaling, photography, whatever is bringing you joy, hope you're leaning into that now. This episode is about your mission. What's the mission of the work that you do, and why? Why are you motivated? What's inspiring others to purchase your artwork, to read your writing? What's inspiring them? What's motivating them to do that? We're going to dive into what our personal missions should be and how to differentiate that from what we are sharing with the world. This podcast episode will follow the same format as last episode, which was released on Wednesday and covered a really amazing question around that moment of click when our mission, larger mission in life, really connects with what we're doing, how to get to that moment of click. If you haven't listened, please go back and give a listen. It's a special one. And what I love about it especially is this Q&A format. So going forward, we're going to continue with this for a while. It's really helpful to hear from you all in the No Starving Artist community around what you're experiencing, because everything that you're experiencing is a shared experience. Obviously, your specific day-to-day is nuanced, but a lot of the sentiment, a lot of the creative experiences that you're sharing in as far as employment, as far as everything else, a lot of these things are shared. And there's others who, by you sharing your story, are getting a better perspective and understanding of themselves. So I super appreciate this next story/question. So the message was this: I came across your Instagram a few months ago while looking for real live people who make things move for major brands. Really looking forward to seeing you grow your own and seeing No Starving Artist flourish. I'm at a point in my career where I feel confident in my ability and understanding of self as a creative professional, whilst just getting a handle on the presentation and branding of my authenticity and story. I have a manager who is phenomenal and has been an integral part to my artistic development over the last 10 years. We've been having conversations about growing the team. This offer to receive your help comes at the perfect time. I say that with the dread of COVID-19 washing over me. Sheesh, we're making the most of it, right? My life and journey thus far has been rooted in family, given and chosen, as well as written and spoken word as a means of expression, self-reflection, and connection to the world around me. The first question I have for you is, what do you personally hope to achieve through connecting with creatives for No Starving Artist? And after we make it out of this period of isolation, how do you hope to maintain relationships you establish with artists who share experiences on No Starving Artist podcast? I love both of these questions, and it's awesome to hear this person's experience and background. It's super inspiring to me to see people living and having found their means of expression. That's usually one of the hardest things to in being an artist, is recognizing that you are a creative person and then figuring out your medium. It's really hard to figure out your medium, and you can jump from medium to medium for a lifetime, to be honest. And it doesn't make you any less of an artist, but I love that this person has already found spoken word and the written word to be powerful for them. I think that's so valuable. And so I really appreciate, obviously, these questions, but also the context on who you are. This means the world to me because it brings me a deeper personal connection, and that's the only way that we can really deeply kind of retain each other's stories and retain the stronger messages is through some level of storytelling and open vulnerability. I loved both of these questions, but I'm going to start with answering the second one as it's a lot faster to answer. So the question of, after we make it out of this period of isolation, social isolation, how do you hope to maintain the relationships you establish with artists who share experiences on No Starving Artist podcast? So the abbreviated story of this is No Starving Artist was launched pre-coronavirus times, just before it actually became a pandemic in the US at least. And my mission was always to keep No Starving Artist going forever. And it just so happened that the need for a No Starving Artist podcast really aligned with our current moment. And so for anybody who shares a story or shares an experience or shares a concern with me, know that this is not a temporary space. This is a forever space, is my hope. I'd love to continue to evolve the podcast, obviously, over time, but I'm always going to be here. My inbox is always going to be open for questions. My hope is that anybody who shares anything now will continue to feel the openness to continue to reach out to me throughout the years as their career builds. Now, jumping back to the first question around what do I personally hope to achieve in creating No Starving Artist podcast, this is the money question. So many times when people start businesses, they emphasize what they're personally hoping to achieve and not how they're helping the world or people outside of them, their customers, their consumers, their listeners, their viewers, etc. So I'm going to briefly answer what I'm personally hoping to achieve and then dive into the money question, which is, how do you write a mission statement that speaks to your audience versus, you know, really truly know behind the doors what you're personally hoping to achieve? Through my career, I was really attracted to all these different glamorous companies and really drawn to their missions. And so I joined those companies, and you get behind the door and you realize that the business is focused on, like most businesses, making money. And a lot of the mission and focus and emphasis that I was really attracted to was seen in parts of the company, but it wasn't super visible. And so one reason that I'm creating No Starving Artist personally and what I hope to achieve is some level of redemption. I've worked in spaces that were really truly focused on advertising and selling, whether they were selling records or selling, you know, magazines or something else. It still felt like I was pushing things upon people, and that was the only bottom line and the main bottom line. And the second thing that I'm hoping to achieve is to have actual change happen. So personally, I'm not only creating No Starving Artist podcast, but I'm focused on all my artistic ventures for the first time in my life. I'm really honing into those. And it's hard for me to come into a playing field that's so uneven, where there's such a obvious lack of opportunities for so many people and disparity in who's educated and who's not. And there's more room for us to have more of a sharing economy between artists than we realize. And so through this, I personally would like to achieve more connection and more community with people so that we can collaborate and we can build upon each other's work and move in that direction. And I'd love for more artists to do that rather than see each other as competition. We need to move into abundance mindset and feel that there is enough. And then finally, the third thing that I'm hoping to achieve is holding myself accountable. So personally, and I feel this way about so many people, we give the most amazing advice, but do we take it? So this podcast for me is really a forcing function for me to listen to what I'm saying, listen to it repetitively. Not only am I listening to myself speak it out loud, but I'm editing and listening to myself. So it's really being drilled in.
As some of you know, I founded More by Her, a platform to dismantle the starving artist stigma. Each week, we share a new story of creative women shaping culture on Wednesdays, Wisdom Drop Wednesdays, for those who identify as women, non-binary, she, her, they, them, thriving artists who are willing to give transparency on their creative journey and how they do it. Follow us at morebyher.com or on Instagram at more_by_her.
So today's episode, we're going to dive into this money question of personal mission versus business mission. And so what's really important to me that all creative people start to think of themselves as businesses, because what you're sharing with the world externally then is converting into a business. There's some level of detachment that takes place when it's for you personally. Your personal aims and achievements matter. When you're sharing it with the world, you need to share how you're giving it value and how it's providing those people who are listening, consuming, etc., buying, purchasing with value, and being really upfront with that, the better. So we do this in business by developing mission statements. As a brand marketing manager, this was always my expertise. And so I'm going to share with you 5 things to take into consideration when building any strong mission statement. The first thing is, what are you sharing really explicitly? Is it a product? Is it a service? Is it music? Is it an album? Is it an EP? Is it poetry? What is it specifically? I think oftentimes we can get really confused and bury that information really far down. And it's so important to be super upfront and explicit so that people have a familiarity as to what they're getting into. Secondly, why is it unique? What's different about it than other things that are already in existence? What unique value proposition does it add to the world, we'd say in the marketing world? But what differentiates it from other things that are similar to it that are already in existence? Next, who are your customers? Who are your listeners? Who are your viewers? Who are the people who are paying for your product or service, your art? Who are they, and what do their lives look like? What type of people are they? And so this is really tuning into who your target demographic might be, because you want to have in mind who you're speaking to and tailor your language and your message to them. Fourth, what kind of service or product or business do you want to convey? What is your brand? How do you speak? What is your tone of voice in writing? And so this is really important, and this is usually the space where people start to tease out deeper philosophies and values that they're oriented, because you really want to be upfront as to what you care about and why. And finally, you want to share how you're going to be in relationship with whoever your listeners are, your suppliers are, in the long term. And so things to think about here is, for instance, for this podcast, I have to share that it's a weekly podcast because I want people to know that it's ongoing, that I'll be here and be available to folks. Now it's 2 episodes per week, so even more regularly. But even still, if you're, for instance, a painter, you're saying this exhibit is going on and there'll be continued work. People really want to stay in your life and continue the journey with you. Using No Starving Artist as an example, the mission statement is this: you deserve a successful creative life. No Starving Artist podcast is your guide to health, wealth, and wisdom. Each week, your host, Anissa Benitez, will answer your questions, share her creative journey, talk financial, mental wellness, and drop culture recommendations to support your creative journey. Hashtag creative wellness. So in the second sentence, I'm sharing what I'm giving you. No Starving Artist podcast. Secondly, why is it unique? I'm providing health, wealth, and wisdom support. And so this isn't just a financial resource or a wisdom woo-woo resource. It's aimed to be satisfying holistic wellness. Third is, for who? Who's my audience? Well, I'm hoping to speak to artists. That's why we're speaking to No Starving Artists. It's because this podcast is made for people who are creative. I recognize everyone is a creative person, but a lot of people don't identify themselves that way. And so I'm grateful to be speaking to you amazing, creative, enlightened human beings who recognize your power and potential. Fourth, how am I speaking to you? and what are my values, these are weaved into the mission statement pretty holistically. And so I try to aim to be a little bit more succinct while also maintaining being myself, which is very chill, for better or for worse. Last but not least, the relationship I hope to maintain. And so I explicitly say each week, your host, Denisa Benitez, and my aim is now to be available to you twice a week. Now that you have all the pieces of what you should have included in your mission statement, there is a really amazing culture rec that I'm going to share. It's by Simon Sinek, and he did a TEDx talk. No, it was an actual TED talk. He did a TED talk about how great leaders inspire action. That's the title of the TED talk. You can find it on YouTube. He's also written books about this, and he coined the theory of the golden circle, which is basically starting with our why, then sharing our how, and then communicating our what. So when you're writing your mission statement, you want to have all five of those components in, but you really want to be so upfront about why you're doing what you're doing. What is that, and how can you share that with the world really, really clearly, and especially with the people who are tuning into your work? And then get into the how you're going to do it and how you're sharing that, and then the what. This is particularly relevant to your communication style verbally and less so to a written mission statement, for instance. So it's really important for me to be really explicit about why I'm doing No Starving Artist podcast, to the point where it's literally the title. I want there to be no starving artists. I want to dismantle the starving artist stigma. This TED Talk and any of Simon Sinek's work around this golden circle is really beautiful. He talks about the relationship between all of the most inspiring leaders, Martin Luther King, many others, who all followed this same kind of circle, this golden circle of starting with their why and being really explicit about why people are doing what they're doing. If they're being brought into an organization, truly, why are they doing the work that they're doing? What larger mission is it serving? Now, there's so much refinement that we can do to our mission statements once we put the things that we should be included on a page and we include why we're doing them. Then comes the work of really refining down our language and continuing to revisit it so that we can make it as powerful as possible. And I can have another episode that's dedicated to doing exactly that. For now, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening and taking the time out during this crazy time in life. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your experiences, questions, concerns. I'm happy to share them on the pod. Feel free to reach out to me at hello@morebyher.com. Let me know how I can be more helpful to you during this time. I appreciate you.